Welcome to Classical IPR in Concert. This week, it's a special edition called The Process. We're highlighting the work of Interlochen Arts Academy students learning music production and engineering in the studio of Mark LaCuesta. I'm your host, Keith Brown. Stay with me. Several works we're going to hear have been composed, performed, recorded, and engineered all by students at Interlochen. These talented young people can really do it all. Our first selection is one of these all-student productions. It was performed by a student string quartet on an Interlochen Composers Forum in November 2019. It's called I Wish I Was a Saiga Antelope by Sisa Kaufman. Let's meet Eduardo, one of the recording engineers, on this first piece.
Hello, my name is Eduardo Chocron, and I'm a first-year senior from Caracas, Venezuela, studying music production and engineering at the Interlochen Arts Academy. Recording the Composers Forum was a very interesting experience. First of all, I got to hear some of the talent that we have here at Interlochen that I wouldn't have heard otherwise. I got to hear a lot of different pieces in different styles that were all very interesting and beautiful, and I really, really enjoyed that experience. Another thing about the experience was that it was a bit of a challenge because we wanted to make sure we got the best recording possible out of every performance. Doing so required us to handle a lot of equipment, move things around, position mics differently, and doing so without interrupting the performance was the challenge. But I think we managed to do so, and I think it came out pretty well. Thank you.
That was a work called I Wish I Was a Saiga Antelope, composed by Sisa Kaufman and performed on an Interlaken Student Composers Forum in November 2019. Sisa is a student of Interlaken Arts Academy, as are the performers of that string quartet and the recording engineers. They are Eduardo Chocron, Tomomi Kimura, and Jordan Perks. We'll get to hear from Tomomi and Jordan in a few minutes. Here's another student performance on this special edition of Classical IPR in Concert, a song by early 18th century composer Francesco Conti called Il mio bel fuoco, performed by classical voice student Cayenne Teeter and pianist Su Jin Kang.
Il mio bel fuoco, o lontano vicino, che ser possio, senza arcangiar mai tempre, per voi, care pupille, arderà sempre. Quella fiamma che m'accende, piace tanto l'alma mia, che già mai s'estinguerà, s'estinguerà, s'estinguerà. Piace tanto l'alma mia, che già mai s'estinguerà, s'estinguerà, che già mai s'estinguerà.
Interlaken Arts Academy voice student Cayenne Teeter and pianist Dr. Su Jin Kang performing the song Il mio bel fuoco by Francesco Conti. I'm Keith Brown, pleased to be your host for The Process, this special edition of Classical IPR in Concert. Next up, we'll hear a piece of electronic music inspired by video game soundtracks. It's called Do Do Do, and it's composed and produced by Jordan Perks.
Jordan.
Yes.
Please say your name and where your name, your year, and where you're from.
Oh, we're doing okay. Okay. Hello, my name is Jordan Perks. I am from San Antonio, Texas, and I am a senior and an audio production major. Video game music is a thing that actually got me into music. I grew up listening to a lot of music, but video game music and listening to video game music actually made me want to do music. Honestly, I didn't really like anything else before I started listening to that, which is kind of weird when you think about it. Some of it just resonated with me on that level that I was like, wow, I kind of want to do that.
That was an electronic music composition called Doo Doo Doo, written and produced by Interlochen student Jordan Perks, and inspired by video game music. More from Jordan later in the show. So much fun. I'm Keith Brown. Thank you for listening to this special episode of Classical IPR in Concert called The Process, focusing on music recorded and engineered, and often composed and performed too by Interlochen students. Now let's hear another student performance by guitarist Zachary Sabania. Interestingly, Zachary, who comes to Interlochen from Little Falls, Minnesota, discovered this piece in a way that a lot of today's young people come by new music that inspires them. He found this selection by watching videos of his favorite guitarist, Julian Lage, on YouTube. He says he especially likes the middle part of this piece, when it opens up and changes from being so dissonant. Here's Jazz Etude No. 4, music by Julian Lage, performed by guitarist Zachary Sabania. ¶¶ That was Interlochen student guitarist Zachary Sabanya in Jazz Etude No. 4, music Zachary found not in a traditional method book, but by watching videos of guitarist and composer Julian Lage on YouTube. You're listening to Classical IPR in Concert, and this week's special episode is called The Process. As I mentioned earlier, many pieces on our program have been recorded and engineered by Interlochen Arts Academy students studying music production and engineering with Mark LaCuesta.
My name is Mark LaCuesta, and I am the Director of Music Production and Engineering at Interlochen Arts Academy. Creating a curriculum for teaching music production and engineering is somewhat challenging because the field is way different than what it was 20, 25 years ago when I started. Producers used to have a specific job, engineers used to have a specific job, even songwriters and artists, programmers, everyone used to have their own distinct job. However, with the proliferation of cheaper technology, more advanced technology, the access
you're listening to Classical IPR in Concert, and this week's special episode is called The Process. As I mentioned earlier, many pieces on our program have been recorded and engineered by Interlochen Arts Academy students studying music production and engineering with Mark LaCuesta. We'll hear more from instructor Mark LaCuesta coming up on the show. More music now engineered, played, and written by Interlochen students. Lauren's Largo, a work for five flutes by Avery Ross, performed on the 2019 Fall Composers Forum concert and recorded by Eduardo Chocron, Tomomi Kimura, and Jordan Perks.
Thank you.
That was Lauren's Largo, written by Avery Ross, a piece for five flutes performed by talented young musicians on an Interlaken Composers Forum concert in 2019. The recording was engineered by Eduardo Chocron, Tomomi Kimura, and Jordan Perks, and everyone I just mentioned, a student at Interlaken Center for the Arts. This is a very special classical IPR in concert, and I'm your host, Keith Brown. Next, let's meet Tomomi, another of our student engineers, whose work is featured in this episode.
My name is Tomomi Kimura. I'm a freshman in high school. I'm from Mexico City, and I'm a music production engineering student in Interlaken Arts Academy. Recording the ice piece was a challenge because we had to get a balance of all instruments in the ensemble with a stereo microphone. To do this, we raised and lowered the microphone stand so that we could capture different sounding areas of the ensemble because instruments were softer than others. We used two spot mics, one on the solo trumpet and the other on the trombone, which played a duet part with the trumpet.
Thank you.
the Interlochen Arts Academy Wind Symphony, conducted by Matthew Schlomer, in music by Charles Ives, Variations on America, as recorded by student engineer Tomomi Kimura. We'll hear more of Tomomi's work very shortly on the show. This is The Process, a special episode of Classical IPR in Concert. Thanks for listening. Let's enjoy some music now by Interlochen singer-songwriter Calvin Hines. Here he is singing and playing guitar on his own original song, Letter to Nick Drake.
Speak directly, but through a needle I can hear you fine. I feel you within me, a voice of pain that sounds a lot like mine. What is it that's got you? I'd like to know. It's got me. Why did you stop searching? Did you care? No ear paid mind to you. Your beating heart yearned to be free. I suppose the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And all your dreams were cast into the sea. Now your eyes are haunting me. Tell me about God. Did you know him? Do you think he cared? When you fell to pieces, in the end, could you feel him there? If I was there beside you through those nights, would you be here today? I just wish somebody saw you like I do. You'd never go away. Beating heart yearns to be free. I suppose the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Ooh, all your dreams were cast into the sea. Now your eyes are haunting. To me like nobody through old guitar strings, a losing fight, one parasite, now no one hears you sing. I feel you within me, voice of pain that sounds a lot like mine.
An original song called Letter to Nick Drake, written and with guitar and vocals performed by Interlochen student singer-songwriter Calvin Hines. I'm Keith Brown, your host for this special edition of Classical IPR in Concert called The Process. Most of the music we're featuring this week has been recorded by Interlochen students of Music Production and Engineering in the studio of instructor Mark LaCuesta. We heard him talk earlier about how technology has changed what's possible in his field. Here's more from Mark about how he equips students for both the technical and creative aspects of music production.
First of all, we start out with a technical background. Every student in the Music Production and Engineering curriculum needs to take the intro class. My intro to music tech class gives all students the basics. And from there, we can go into more advanced ideas like production, vocal production, ensemble recording, And that covers a lot of the technical side. The creative side is addressed in the Music Production and Engineering Majors seminar. And every student who is a major must be in the seminar class. And we basically talk about all things production.
Mark LaCuesta, instructor of Music Production and Engineering at Interlaken Arts Academy. We got to meet his student Tomomi Kimura earlier. Here's more of her work capturing the big ensemble sound of the Interlaken Arts Academy Wind Symphony. This is Nobles of the Mystic Shrine, music by John Philip Sousa, conducted by Matthew Schlomer. The Interlaken Arts Academy Wind Symphony, led by Matthew Schlomer, in John Philip Sousa's Nobles of the Mystic Shrine, with Interlaken student Tomomi Kimura engineering that recording. You're listening to a special Classical IPR in Concert, this week highlighting the work of student engineers as well as composers and performers. Our next selection is another all-student production. Eduardo, Tomomi, and Jordan, whom we met earlier, recorded this piece by composer Melody Lee called The Angel of Concrete. It's performed by pianist Angel Peng.
Thank you.
pianist Angel Peng performing a piece called The Angel of Concrete by Melody Lee, recorded live by Eduardo Chocron, Tomomi Kimura, and Jordan Perks, and everyone I just mentioned, a student at Interlaken Arts Academy. I'm Keith Brown, so glad to have you with me for Classical IPR in Concert. On this week's episode, we've been meeting students of music production and engineering. Earlier, we heard from student Eduardo Chocron. Here he is talking about some things he's learned as part of this program.
This year, I have learned a lot from a technical aspect and also from a creative aspect as well. In the technical aspect, we learned a lot of concepts in sound engineering, varying from recording and mixing and those different kind of techniques that are helpful or essential in this profession. But also we learned a lot of the creative side of things, including elements of composition, arranging, creative use of technology, etc. And also we learned a lot about, collaboration, learning to collaborate with different people, learning to collaborate with different kinds of artists, and how to bring the best out of everyone in every situation to make the best creative decisions.
Eduardo Chocron is an Interlaken student of music production and engineering. Here's one more performance he helped record with his colleagues Tomomi and Jordan at the All-Student Composers Forum performance in 2019, a string trio performing music by Adrian Stark, his string trio number 2. The String Trio No. 2 by Adrian Stark, a 2019 Composers Forum recording of a piece composed, played, and produced by students at Interlaken Center for the Arts. And we have one more excellent student performance to share with you. Here's guitarist Blaise Oswald, as recorded by Tomomi Kimura, in music by Miguel Llobet, Variations on a Theme of Sor, on Classical IPR in Concert.
Thank you. Arts Academy guitar student Blaise Oswald there, playing Variations on a Theme of Sor by Miguel Llobet, as recorded by Tomomi Kimura. Earlier on Classical IPR in Concert, we heard from Jordan Perks, who composed and produced a track inspired by video game music. As a student of music production and engineering at Interlaken, he's learning recording, mixing, and all that goes into the art of capturing music performances and reproducing them for the best listener experience. Here's Jordan talking about recording in the Dendrinos Chapel.
So I was recording in the chapel, and chapel's probably one of the best places to record on this campus from my experience. It has really nice acoustics. It's kind of easy if you know what you're doing and you know exactly how the chapel sounds good. Just because of the room's acoustics.
Jordan Perks recorded this performance by bassoonist Eric Stomberg and pianist Robert Koenig, playing the Andante and Rondo for bassoon and piano, Opus 25, by Ludwig Milde.
Thank you.
the Andante and Rondo for bassoon and piano by Ludwig Milde, performed by bassoonist Eric Stomberg and pianist Robert Koenig, and recorded by Interlaken student Jordan Perks. This week on Classical IPR in Concert, we've been hearing examples of the efforts that go on behind the scenes, capturing musical performances for future listeners. The aim of recording engineers is to produce the experience as close as possible to being in the concert hall. Special thanks to all the Interlaken students who participated in this week's production. Calvin Hines, Blaise Oswald, Cayenne Teeter, Angel Peng, Zachary Sabanya, Jordan Perks, Eduardo Chocron, Tomomi Kimura, Melody Lee, Sisa Kaufman, Avery Ross, Adrian Stark, and all of the performers in the large and small ensembles featured on the show. Thanks also to music production and engineering instructor Mark LaCuesta, who made this week's episode possible. Our program was co-produced by Nancy Deneen and myself. I'm Keith Brown. Thanks so much for listening.